Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Do you know today, Pat, today is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And I hope,
Have you made some arrangements?
I'm getting on you right now. I hope that you are prepared this year.
This?
You know, I mean, if Chris had a mic, I mean, you know, listen, there's a couple tips. She doesn't want a vacuum cleaner, okay?
Who, Chris?
Tracy doesn't want a vacuum
Chris,
cleaner.
Chris, you don't want a vacuum?
Tracy don't want a vacuum cleaner this year. She don't want an iron. What huge
plans?
Actually,
she does want a vacuum.
Oh. Tracy,
ours broke.
I'm sorry. Tracy, I'm sorry. She not for Valentine's Day. What smooth things you have up your sleeve for today? Do you anything you
oh,
want
I
to share?
I can't talk about it. She might be listening.
Oh, okay. Well, it's Valentine's. We're going to let you off on
what
that
What you
one.
Got going on?
Hey, you don't worry about this here. She has a special surprise
coming.
Come on,
Rico. What's up? What do you
She's
got?
She's got a special surprise coming, my Valentine. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to...
Yeah, no, you forgot.
No,
tell
hey,
the truth.
I didn't forget. I didn't forget. Not me,
you know who's Rico Suave now.
Oh, we know who's Rico Suave. Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, Greg pulls all the stops out.
Oh, yeah.
He's
Don't
Rico.
Let him fool you now.
Oh, no. Hey. He's
got skills.
No, I know he's got skills. I've seen him in action. I've seen him for a long time. He's smooth. Cool. Chris is not far behind him, you know. Chris will bust out a song. He'll get on one knee in a minute. He's not shy. So, I mean, oh, if he could only talk right now. But you know who has us all beat?
Who's that?
Reverend Wallace Lee of New Jersey. Now, Reverend Wallace Lee is 87 years old. And his wife, Sadie, she's 104 years old. And Reverend Wallace in New Jersey? I mean, it is reported by
allegedly.
The Star Ledger, allegedly, that Reverend Wallace here not only buys his wife flowers and candy, but he went to the mall and got her some Chanel No. 5 perfume.
Ooh-wee.
And I'm like, Reverend Wallace, I mean, come on, 87 years old? 104. These folks,
wow.
And they were just recently married a couple of years ago. He believes in keeping the fire hot there. He was previously married for 50 years, and she was previously married for 24 years, and both of their spouses have passed away. And she said he caught her eye. and she was concerned that she was robbing the cradles, and she was 104 and he was 87. But she ventured out and said, I'm going to get that man because I want that man. Listen, it's never too old to be in love, and it's Valentine's Day. Listen, this is not just for sweetheart, if you will. Listen, we got to love everybody. It's a day that we can move in the love of God, love for humanity, love for our fellow man. It's just so good to see people just love on somebody else. Isn't that great? You have so many bad things happening in the world today, and if you listen to some newscasts, you'd be filled with doom and gloom.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really nice to see how folks are just coming out and just doing nice things for people. It's always, you know, really, really warm. I think about a neighbor of mine whose husband just passed away. He's 79 years old. Jim, and a heart goes out to him and Lynn, but it's so wonderful and beautiful. See how my neighbors are just so loving on her, and they brought a camper out and put it in her driveway because she has family coming in from New Jersey, and they want to stay close, and I mean, her house is jam-packed, and all the neighbors have been coming in and out, and just loving on her, and she's just so overwhelmed, but absolutely, absolutely cool. So enjoy your day.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, We're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.